Hi, this is Graham Hill, and I'm the author of Electric Cars, Truth Revealed. And as I've mentioned before, grahamhilltraining.com, you can download a copy of the book, and you can also sign up for the training, which will come out in 2024. Get it at a ridiculously low price. It'll be hundreds when it actually comes out next year. So you'll get it a few pounds if you sign up for it now. So I'm here to help. I'm not here to cause a problem, not here to hinder people. I want to help everybody that I can. I've done it all my life, and I'll continue to do it now. If you're about to get yourself an electric car, or you're thinking about doing it, then get a copy of the book, because it's going to be absolutely beneficial to you to make sure that you cover everything you need to. All right. So in the first video, we covered off, or the first podcast, we spoke about the necessity to go and check the insurance before you even think about buying a car. Make sure that you can afford the insurance costs, because we've seen them coming up to in the region of £5,000 a year. So you need to make sure that you're getting nowhere close to that because of the car that you're buying. Okay, so this next one is about what you need to look out for in the policy to make sure that you've got the proper and cover that you need for an electric car. People just assume that things are included in there that's going to cover you in an electric car. There are some specific things that you need to cover off if you're thinking about getting an electric car. So first thing is the charger, your home charger. Most people that get in the cars are getting a home charger installed either inside the garage or outside the building or whatever, so they've got parking space in front of the building. You need to make sure that you've got the charger covered. Now, some of the cars come with a free charger, and you can have that installed at your home. That doesn't necessarily mean that when you take out the insurance, it automatically includes the home charger. So you want to make sure that you've got it covered. You never know, the kids are going to kick the ball against the charger. You're going to drop a ladder against it. There's all sorts of things that can happen. You may have taken a car a couple of years ago, and the government was giving you a grant. So you ended up paying about 350 quid for the charger, just a standard charger. If you replace it now, you must replace it with a minimum of a smart charger. I would suggest you go one step further and get a bi-directional charger if you can afford it, because it's worth doing that now. And I'll talk about that in another video, another podcast. But for the moment, if you get that opportunity to get a bi-directional charger, it means you can move electricity out of your car into the house or onto the grid, or move it from the house into the car when you're charging up overnight at cheap rate. So you can use that cheap rate electricity at times when you would normally be using peak rate electricity, but you can use it out of your car. So it's a great idea. And now one or two companies now, one or two of the manufacturers, if more and more people have got these bi-directional chargers, there's more likelihood of these cars being produced. Not all at the moment. I mean, the Nissan Leaf has bi-directional, but that's in the minority. Once we start getting to the point where all cars have this bi-directional facility, it's as well that you've already got the charger. So if you get the if you change it for a smart charger, you've got the old charger, or you're having one installed because you're just buying a new car, then you want to make sure that the charger's covered by the insurance. So it may be that your car insurance automatically covers the charger. Now, if it does, it will say in the policy. Or it may be a tick box, and you say, do you want the charger covered? Yes, you do. And you can see what the cost of that would be, maybe 20 quid a year, something like that. And that covers your charger against any damage and so on, accidental or whatever it is, whatever goes wrong with it. Now, if it's not covered by your car insurance and you can't tick a box and cover it with your car insurance, look at your home insurance. Don't assume that it's already covered, because the chances are if you go and drop something against it and it breaks and you have to replace it, you may well find when you phone up your home insurance company that they turn around and say, I'm sorry, it's not covered by your domestic insurance because you didn't tell us about it. We would have covered it, and it would have cost you £10, £20 a year, whatever it is, but you didn't tell us about it, so we're not covering it and we're not going to pay out. So make sure that you've got the charger covered. Next thing is the cable. All cars come with a charge cable, and you need to make sure that they're covered for accidental damage. You know, I know people that have run over the connector. It's been laying on the floor or whatever, and they've reversed the car and run over the connector. And that can damage and destroy the cable. You also want to make sure that if it gets stolen, there are people with snippers. So you're in having your cup of coffee and there's someone outside, it's dark or whatever, and they've come around with their insulated cutters and they've cut the cable, or if they've been able to just disconnect it, they disconnect it, and next thing you know, it's on a famous website for sale. So you need to make sure that you're covered for fire, for damage and for theft. Also for third party, because if you've got your cable connected to, say, a roadside charger, and someone comes along, trips over it or whatever, damages themselves, there could be a claim against you. So make sure that it covers you for third party claims, because these things are happening. So you need to make sure that you're covered. Now, I'm going to talk about a third thing, and this is going to be a bit strange for most people, because I'm going to talk about windscreen replacement. Because windscreen replacement is normally covered separately by as part of glass. And normally speaking, you pay £70, £100 excess, and you can get the glass windscreen replaced. Now, with electric cars, they cost six times as much, according to a company called Total Motion that's investigated all this. And they said a normal replacement is for a petrol or diesel car is around about £400. It's around about £2,400 for an electric car windscreen. Now, the reason for that is some of them made of different glass. They've got, you know, because they're sound, the better soundproofing and so on. They've also got internal heating elements in them. So you've got heated windscreen, and you've also got a lot of cameras and sensors and so on that all have to be recalibrated if you replace the windscreen. And don't try and get away with just having a repair done. Generally speaking, if you're leasing the car, and the same applies if you've got it on a PCP and you're going to send it back at the end, if you have a chip in the windscreen, you think, I'll just have it repaired because it's free. Don't do that, because if you do that and then you send the car back, they could turn around and refer to a term inside the contract that says you must replace the windscreen if there is a chip in the eyeline. And the eyeline is normally where the windscreen wiper, the flow of the windscreen wiper. So if it's within the parameters of the windscreen wipers, then you need to replace that windscreen. Now, I was at a conference earlier in 2023, and I was talking to some guys there working in the insurance industry, and they were saying that the insurance companies are actually thinking of moving windscreen from glass cover into general accident cover, which means that if you make a claim, you're going to have to pay your full no claims excess, sorry, your excess on the policy, and it could then affect your no claims discount, because if you've got protection, you've lost one of your lives. So you normally have two lives, so you can make two claims, and then you lose your no claims discount after that. But you will have lost one of those no claims protections, if you like, because you've now made a claim, because it's £2,400. I mean, if you reversed into a lamppost, the chances are that the cost of repair would normally be, say, £1,500. And you would be expected to pay the excess of £250, £300, £400, £500, whatever you've put in as your excess. You will have to pay that if the windscreen is replaced. So check your policy to make sure that it's still kept in the area of glass, so that you're only paying £70 to £100 excess on it, and also that you don't lose your one of your no claims discount lives, if you like. So be very, very careful about that. Check your policy carefully in case they've moved the windscreen over into accident damage, because if you do it, as I say, you could put yourself in a more difficult situation and lose one of your lives, or you just lose your no claims discount, because you know, if you've not got the protection on there, which I always recommend people do, make sure you take it's worth that extra little bit of money. It's not brilliant, as I'll talk about in another podcast, but at the end of the day, it does protect part of the money. The premium will still go up because you've made a claim. But the discount is still retained, if that makes any sense. I'll go through that in a bit more detail in another podcast. Okay, so those are the three main areas I would say you need to check when you take out your insurance on an electric car as opposed to a petrol or diesel car. Obviously, all the other things are the same, so you make sure that all of those things are covered. Make sure you've got the charger, your home charger covered, the cable covered for theft, for damage, and also for third party accident. and also then check the windscreen part of the policy to make sure that it is still part of the glass and not accident damage. Okay, so that's this one finished. I'll see you on the next one. Who would have thought, eh? There's so much to know about insurance. And that's just one out of about 50 different topics and about 250 different questions that people ask generally to feel comfortable in order to make that transition. Again, these are the sort of things, if you're selling cars, if you're leasing cars, tell your customer, because you have a duty of care. You know, the consumer duty rules now, they're not specific. And they could be interpreted to say, well, you should have told the customer. You should have made him aware of what he needs to make sure he covers within his insurance policy. Okay, that'll do for now. I'll see you on the next one.